What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And one of the things came up was this audio of Stephen Kwan, Nick, who was asked about the idea, as he has been mentioned on by every big reporter about potentially being traded by the Guardians. Kwan was asked about that.
Another clubhouse with different teammates is so foreign to me that I would love to stay in Cleveland. I mean, I think I've learned so much by playing with Jose Ramirez that I think I would love to stay with him as long as possible.
So a lot of what Stephen had to say yesterday was centered around Stephen Kwan. This answer and a few other answers. It is tough for me. Like, Stephen's such a naturally nice guy. There's a part of me that's like, well, what the heck is he going to say in that situation?
Right. Yeah. And we know this to be true, right? Steven's a nice guy, but we also know to be true, he wants his money. Otherwise, he probably would have signed a really team-friendly deal like Jose Ramirez did. So there, if that audio is true, you know, and Steven truly means that, then there's got to be some sort of middle ground agreement that needs to be met between ownership and Stephen Kwan. I think right now trading Stephen Kwan should be kind of a foreign idea, because if you want to hold on to any semblance of hope that the Guardians can do what Detroit did last year and accidentally stumble into that last wild card spot, you probably need to have Stephen Kwan on your roster in order to achieve that. However, there's also a conversation to be said that, well, if you trade him and somebody wows you with a pool of really enticing major league ready prospects and some big bats, maybe that gets the guards to jump. I don't know.
I'm really here for all the conversations. And listen, here's the problem. The problem is Stephen just saying, I want to stay in Cleveland or I don't want to leave Cleveland. That is an abstract thing. It's not specific, right? The specific here is, are you willing to take a hometown discount? I don't think Stephen, I think the only thing I've seen Stephen on the record was like an Instagram story where he talked about the money he's trying to earn. Well, getting paid a lot of money and being in a Cleveland Guardian is not simpatico with each other. So I respect the player, but here's the thing. Even if he wanted to take a hometown discount, he is a limited power. He's a great contact player, great defensive left fielder. Okay arm for left field, but not an elite arm overall. The power we talked about, like I said the other day, he's a 2.5 tool player. That's not a knock on him. There's very few 5-tool players. You got one of them in Jose Ramirez. As a guy who hits for average, or as a guy who hits for contact, as a guy who's got power, as a guy that's an elite defender, at least used to be, at third base. I don't know for a team that needs flexibility year in, year out, I don't know even at $15 to $20 million a year that Stephen Kwan is going to be within your path. And like I almost like, so it's like I don't almost want to sign him to a contract, because eventually I think you're going to look at this and go, well, it's a really nice contact hitter, a player we love, good clubhouse guy, but we still need things elsewhere.
And the other side of that is, for Steven personally, he can go out. There are teams that would be willing to pay big-time money for his skill set, to be a guy that's always on base, to be a guy that's hitting 300, and to have just the okay arm, not a ton of power. There are teams that would overpay for Steven Kwan in free agency because they would just value the bat and the consistency of him setting the top of the lineup night in, night out. So it's a conversation that Steven probably needs to have with himself at some point, probably this offseason. Am I willing to take a pretty significant hometown discount to be in Cleveland, a place where I'm comfortable and to be that second superstar with Jose Ramirez? Or could I get overpaid by one of these big market teams that throw contracts at everybody because I am going to perpetually hit 300 throughout the remainder of my prime and the rest of my career?
This is just what I struggle with, though. Like, he's a really good leadoff hitter. And the Dodgers, I don't think, are going to have problem throwing. I think his hometown Giants, I think, is another team that can throw him $20 to $25 million. And even if it's on the heavier side, $25-26 million, I don't think it's going to set them back at all. And so, like, it's so weird because you can have this conversation, the conversation, at any given point. Like, should they pay him? How much do you pay him? All this kind of stuff. And I just come back to, you know, Steven. I get this sense, like, even John Fanta kind of pointed to this, of like, well, I mean, this is just going to be another Albert or Manny. It's like, no, those were middle of the lineup, in the peak of their career, elite power hitters. Steven isn't even Kenny Lofton. Kenny was a Gold Glove center fielder, like one of the two best center fielders in his day, an elite leadoff hitter with more pop, who, by the way, stole a lot of bases too. So even comparing it to, like, Kenny Lofton, who left twice, once was traded, once left in free agency, like, I understand, like, to me, I understand this is a greater conversation, and all it really boils down for people is the Dolan's is cheap and this should be another player, but, like, this isn't those things.
Well, here's
He's a player we love to watch, by the way. He is great. I'll never...
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Never complain if they do pay him. There are some perils here if you do it.
I do think the one thing that I certainly disagree with you on, and I think the thing that Guardians fans will disagree with you on, is the fact that you look at this lineup without Steven Kwan in it, And there's just nothing else other than Jose Ramirez. So,
but he's an elite leadoff hitter. That, like, if you take him away, that's not the same thing if you took Jose away.
The thing, yeah, but to me, when you look at the lineup as a whole, like, at least you have Kwan and Jose, because I know I'm not getting much out of the middle and I'm not getting anything out of the bottom of the lineup for the most part on a night-in, night-out basis.
But isn't that why they should trade him?
Those two guys.
I mean, if that's all you have, is an elite leadoff hitter and a really, really great power hitter, whatever you want to do, middle of the lineup guy, in that kind of, doesn't that kind of answer the question too?
Maybe, but, or wouldn't you want to build around that? Like, at least you, or the school of thought that most normal baseball teams would probably have is, let's take Harris Stephen Kwan. He's a guy that we developed here. He's a good leadoff hitter, a great leadoff hitter, and a nice outfielder, gold glove outfielder. We're going to take care of him. We've got Jose Ramirez as well. Most normal sports teams would say, let's build around these guys. Let's get a hitter that could go in the two hole behind Steven, and then a guy behind Jose that could be a big bat that could just mash 30 homers a season. Like, most organizations would see these as two key pieces and try to add to it instead of subtracting.
I think it's an interesting point. Did Minnesota jump to pay Luis Arraez, or did Florida or San Diego? No, they didn't. Those are all small market teams, or at least small market acting teams.
Right.
I think one of the problems with this conversation is, find me the other elite leadoff hitter with Stevens' profile, specifically that a small market team is paid. And the reality is, those guys, once they hit a certain spot, they do end up in New York. They do end up in Boston. They do end up in Chicago. So when you say most normal teams, I know what you're meaning. Like, but the point is, their normal is Tampa Bay. The Guardians' normal is Minnesota's a little different, because that's actually a bigger market than people realize. But again, Minnesota, it's Milwaukee, it's even Kansas City to some degree. I know they re-signed Bobby Witt Jr. So that's where I really struggle with this idea of, it's like, well, he's not traditionally the kind of player that small market teams build around. If he was an elite center fielder, by the way, I actually do think this would make some difference. But it's like, sometimes, like, I can see the rationale of, team X offers you three guys that are knocking on the door, and it's an incredible offer. And maybe that's an enhanced offer because of the lack of really good bats in the market. I don't know that I'd do it in season now, because I think he's more important to wins and losses over the second half than Emmanuel Clase is. Man, I think you got to really I don't think you can re-sign him. And I hate to say that, because I love watching him play. I don't think you can re-sign him. Is he worth three arbitration year players? Like, good everyday players that you could sign or that you could acquire?
I mean, right now, yeah, because you don't have anything else. And I think the issue that I'll take, and that the fans out there would probably take, with your three prospects that are knocking on the door ready to go.
Oh, prospects.
How many times have we had guys like that? Like, we thought that's what we have, and maybe we still do, in Kyle Manzardo. But, I mean, clock is ticking on that. I think he kind of seems more like a everyday MLB guy than a guy that's going to be an absolute lineup changer and a future all-star in this league. I haven't seen future all-star out of Kyle Manzardo yet.
But at the same point, this is the same team that got Josh Naylor, that played pretty well for Clevinger. The same team that got Jimenez for Francisco Lindor, which worked out until it didn't. Not just Jimenez, but Rosario. That was on 1 year of control. It's the same team that has habitually rebuilt themselves from the ashes of what they were. I mean, even Kluber for Class A, a trade that I hated at the moment.
Yeah.
Because it's a closer. Well, he ended up being the best closer in baseball. So, I hear what you're saying, but this is how this team...
300 average bat out of this lineup, where guys are not even hitting their weight.
Yeah, I mean, he's got six home runs? How much of a... If you're a table setter, but you can't afford... or if you don't have the stew to go in the table, or in the china, what do we do with the china? 216-474-0092. How much weight are you putting into Stephen Kwan saying he wants to stay here? There's a part of me that's like, well, I'm not trying to discount Stephen, but what else was he going to say? And conflicting reports in the Guardians' path to the deadline in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.